paralyzing storm.
I didn't realize it was this bad.
I've been stuck inside for the past 2 hours.
6 hours.
Missing in the wildfire.
The number of people who are still looking for has increased to 631.
The slow pace of hurricane recovery.
We were not planning on a catastrophic event that was going to carpet bomb this area.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan, and at least 8 deaths are blamed on the snow and ice storm that left misery in its wake for millions from the nation's midsection into the south and the northeast. The storm's severity caught many off guard, and it triggered a commuter nightmare in New York City. CBS's Adriana Diaz says some 24 vehicles were involved in a wreck on the George Washington Bridge.
That accident over here, multiple cars. Oh, my God.
The snow caused a series of accidents on one of the world's busiest bridges.
Everybody's going to have to reverse.
And setting off a chain reaction of gridlock across the region.
5 hours. I'm bored. I've been stuck inside for the past 2 hours.
People started running out of gas and patience.
I'm so frustrated. Like, the dog needs to do her business. The kid needs to do her homework.
Port Authority bus terminal closed off the second and third floors because of overcrowding after so many buses were delayed or canceled.
I've been here 25 years. I've never known them to shut down the floors.
The trains didn't fare much better.
A mess.
At Liberty Middle School in West Orange, New Jersey, students were stranded overnight. They watched the movie Frozen and slept on gym mats.
Well, this morning, there's still some rain and snow in parts of the Northeast. Snowfall totals vary widely. Some spots in New York State got around a foot. Now to California. CBS's Steve Futterman has the latest grim news in the wildfire aftermath.
The number of missing has skyrocketed, quadrupled, an increase of just over 500 in a 24-hour period. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey cautions many people on the list may be alive.
I want you to understand that there are a lot of people displaced, and we're finding that a lot of people don't know that we're looking for them.
Search and rescue crews are carrying out the gruesome task of going through the rubble, trying to find things like a bone fragment, anything that might indicate the presence of human remains. Jesse Dizzard is an anthropologist.
Positive identification is going to come from things like prostheses or implants, hip replacements. Those things often have identifying serial numbers on them.
Patrick Dunson is one of the search volunteers.
Our hope is that if there are missing people, we can find them and bring some closure to people that need that.
In Florida, the machines have done their work. Now there's a recount by hand to settle the bitterly contested U.S. Senate race. Live to Orlando and CBS's Peter King.
Bitter is right, Steve. The leader, Republican Rick Scott, says Florida should move on and Democratic incumbent Bill Nelson should concede. Scott spokesman Brad Todd.
The question is Bill Nelson. Does he want to put the state of Florida through this manual recount?
Actually, that recount is the law triggered by the razor-thin margin, and Nelson obviously wants it.
My opponent isn't interested in making sure that every lawful vote is counted.
They'll review over and under votes from Election Day, mail-in ballots with signature issues, and overseas ballots. The deadline's Sunday noon. Steve?
In her first interview since Senator John McCain's death 3 months ago, his widow Cindy tells CBS's John Dickerson that it was hard for her to listen to criticism of him from President Trump when the two were at odds. She says she hopes the midterm election results will change the tone from the White House.
Our country needs a strong leader, not a negative Nancy, if I can put it in such a basic term.
A federal judge is expected to rule today on whether the Trump administration has to return the White House press credentials of CNN's Jim Acosta. Mr. Trump called him a terrible person during an exchange at a news conference last week. The Justice Department inadvertently named WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange in a court filing, raising the possibility that he has been charged under seal. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is outside the Ecuadorian embassy in London.
Assange has remained inside this embassy in large part out of fear that if he were to leave, he'd be extradited to the U.S. Those fears perhaps confirmed this morning after what appears to be a simple mix-up of paperwork. This apparent indictment came to light late last night through a court filing in an unrelated sex crimes case, revealing the fact that Assange had been charged. The U.S. Attorney's Office confirmed to us the court filing was, quote, made in error.
From North Korea, word that an American citizen who entered the country recently will be deported, and Kim Jong-un is said to have supervised the test of an unspecified high-tech weapon. 5 weeks after Hurricane Michael slammed into the Florida panhandle, CBS's Omar Villafranca has gone back to Panama City to check on how people are doing. First stop, a tent city that sprung up.
Recovery here has been slow.
So how long have you been out here?
About 2 days off and on because it's been really cold.
20-year-old Ariana Nichols went from living in an apartment to staying in shelters.
My daughter had her first T-ball game 5 days before the hurricane hit. I mean, we were living normal lives.
More than 95,000 people in the disaster zone have asked FEMA for help. So far, just over 25,000 have been approved for housing assistance.
Do you kind of feel that people have forgotten about you?
Yes.
Panama City Mayor Greg Brudnicki says the city is trying to move forward, but admits it's going to take a long time to rebuild.
Do you still need help?
We bet you we need help. We were not planning on a catastrophic event that was going to absolutely carpet bomb this area.
Well, now to Washington, where the Presidential Medal of Freedom will be handed out today.
It's the first time President Trump is awarding the nation's highest civilian honor. Three of the seven honorees will posthumously receive the Medal of Freedom, including the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. You ain't nothing but a... Elvis Presley will be honored for his work that, in the words of the White House, defined American culture to billions around the world.
When I looked out at center field and I pointed.
Baseball legend Babe Ruth will receive the medal, along with living sports heroes.
Staubach throwing in the end zone. Touchdown!
Dallas Cowboys great Roger Staubach. And fellow Pro Football Hall of Famer and former Minnesota Supreme Court Justice Alan Page. Other living recipients, philanthropist Miriam Adelson, wife of the casino magnate and GOP mega donor Sheldon, and retiring Utah Senator Orrin Hatch. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
We're less than a week from Thanksgiving. Let's do some food shopping.
Gobble up. Thanks to low food prices, the cost of a Thanksgiving feast this year is down to its lowest level in 8 years. The star of Thanksgiving, the turkey, costs about $21.71 for a 16-pounder. That's down about 70 cents from last year. And the American Farm Bureau Federation says the average nationwide cost of a holiday meal for 10 people is $48.90, or less than $5 a person. The Bureau says ample turkey supply is a big reason, and the average cost of a dinner has been on the decline since 2015. Matt Piper, CBS News.
A painting by the British artist David Hockney fetched more than $90 million at auction. That easily breaks the record for a work by a living artist. And that's the World News Roundup for Friday. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.